Today's gospel is a very short one. It tells the story of people bringing children to Jesus for him to bless them. The disciples, it says the disciples rebuked them. I don't know if they rebuked the children or the mothers, but the disciples opposed the idea, and Jesus turned it around and said, no. He rebuked the disciples and said, no, let the children come to me. Do not prevent them. So we have, in a very general sense, two attitudes toward children presented here. One is to reject the children, and the other is to welcome the children. And the correct one is the second one, welcome the children. Now, we could apply this very general principle to the world. Because a strange phenomenon has gripped the world after millennia of welcoming children in almost every society. Now, many, many countries are rejecting children to the degree that they're not having enough children to replace themselves. So what they call the total fertility rate is below replacement level. Now, we're not talking about any particular family or any particular couple, or not putting judgment on anyone, because there are lots of reasons why people might not have children. In fact, they might want to have children and they can't, or for some reason the children don't come, or maybe there are circumstances that make it necessary not to have children. But in the big picture, in the picture of whole countries, whole societies, the whole world, there's an anti-child mentality. And it's a very strong force in our time. In other words, the wrong response to children is the dominant one now, in a very general sense. The attitude of the disciples rejecting the children, whereas Jesus' attitude is welcome the children. So that's one way to apply this gospel. We can, but this, because this is the Word of God, there's much more to it than what strikes us at first, or what seems to be the initial lesson. There's more here than simply anti-child, pro-child. There's an instruction about a whole way to live. A whole way, a whole attitude toward life, toward relationships, toward the future. The anti-child attitude, if you expand it or dig more deeply into it, is an attitude of self-centeredness, of self-protection, of rejection of the future, or not concern about the future. Whereas the attitude of welcoming children is an other-centered attitude, a more sacrificial attitude. In fact, it's a choice for love, rather than the choice of selfishness. And it's an attitude that has hope, that there's a reason to look forward. Children represent the future. So if we don't want children, we don't want a future. That's a way of interpreting it. Now, each of us, we have to make a decision. Not necessarily between children and no children, because that's not a decision, not an everyday decision, but the attitude of anti-life or pro-life, the attitude of selfishness or selflessness, of self-centeredness or of love, that's a decision we make every day, in fact, many times a day. Welcoming children is just a sign of that right decision. I always think on Saturdays of our efforts to welcome children here to Lanaway. I'm happy to have children here. One of them's having a birthday today. And I had just before the last 5 years old. Where is he? This one? Huh? Okay, this one. 5 years old. Happy birthday. So it's very good to have children here. And you know that before the pandemic, we used to have many, many children and many children's groups. And then with the pandemic, everything shut down and children weren't allowed to go out of the house. And now we've tried to make this place a welcoming place for children again, and maybe children don't want to come, I don't know. But it's a right attitude. Even if children come or don't come, it's the right attitude. Welcome the children. I like to watch the children who they go over to the grotto. When the adults go to the grotto, they like to pray, like to honor our Lady of Lourdes, maybe say a prayer. But they also like to look at the fish. But when the children go to the grotto, they just like to look at the fish. And so part of the reason why we have the fish is because it's good for children. It was good for all of us. Everyone likes the fish, but because we're all children. But the point is, make it a place that's welcoming to children. Okay, there's more to this. Jesus not only says, let the children come to me, so don't have an anti-child mentality. He says, the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. So now we're talking about more than just anti-child, pro-child. We're talking about heaven and the attitude that welcomes the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. So if you welcome children, if you have the attitude of love, the decision for love, then you're opening yourself to the kingdom of heaven. And if you are closing your heart to children, closing your heart to others, to anyone in need, or who is dependent, then you're closing your heart to the kingdom of heaven. You see, the stakes are much higher than you might think at first. You might say, well, I don't want to bother with children. Well, maybe. But what about the kingdom of heaven? What about the plan of God? What about the meaning of life, whether it's going to be a loving life or a selfish life? The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. As if to say, if we're ready to welcome the children, we're ready to welcome the kingdom of heaven. We're ready to welcome those who teach us how, or those who are the owners of the kingdom of heaven. And if we don't welcome them, well, then we're going to cut off from ourselves this instruction on the ways of the kingdom. So why is it that people take an anti-child or anti-life mentality? Well, it's easy to see. Children are demanding. They're sometimes unruly. They don't always obey. They cost us a lot. Parents know this very well. Anyone who takes care of children, welcomes children, knows that once you make the decision to welcome children, it changes your whole life. Suddenly, your whole life is not about you anymore. And you have to give up what you want to do very often for the good of the children. Does that mean that that's bad? Not a bad thing. I'm not saying that welcoming children automatically makes you a better person, but it has the potential of making you a much better person, because anything that moves us out of ourselves, anything that moves us to love, to look toward the good of another person, makes us better, makes us more loving, more godlike. So children give us this opportunity, as challenging as it can be, to grow in love. And if we want to be better people, we have to learn how to love. If we want to welcome the kingdom of heaven, we have to welcome the way of love. And if we want to welcome the way of love, we have to fight against the tendency that's in all of us to do it our own way, to choose ourselves first, to be entirely self-centered. If we're welcoming children, we can't be entirely self-centered. It can't be. It's a contradiction. Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. He placed his hands on them. After he placed his hands on them, he went away. Now, we could read too much into this, but I'll just read it symbolically for a moment. Why did he go away? Because if they had the children in their midst, and if they had this attitude of welcoming the children, they were already welcoming him. His presence remains with them in the children. So he's not abandoning them, he's present to them through the children. Okay. I won't even mention the first reading. I'll just stop here because this little instruction about children is an instruction about a whole attitude toward life, toward people, toward relationships, toward love, toward the kingdom of heaven. So let us, if we have two options, let's choose the right option. The option of welcoming the children, of welcoming the kingdom of heaven, of welcoming the blessing of Jesus and the way of Jesus, of welcoming the way of love.